told how great Marcia is at this, or how wonderful Marcia did that. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia! Marcia, Marcia, Marcia!
At the screen, what does this feeling mean? I got this shiver way down deep in my loins. A blonde-haired beauty, and who ain't she a cutie? The best in every club that she joins. She teases all the fellas, her little sister Jelly. Goddess from her head to her toes. While she wears a groovy skirt with a flowered print shirt. She's turning heads wherever she goes.
The Opie and Anthony Show. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
As you slowly make your way home today.
Yeah, I.
It's got to be a complete nightmare out there. I guess people, driving like a-holes out on the road. I don't think anyone's driving like an a-hole. I think it's just like everyone's going like 5 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah?
Playing a little follow the leader. Choo-choo. Will I ever get home? I've been on the road for 2 hours. This usually takes 20 minutes. Great. Thank you.
Get out of the way.
The best is like the compact car that slows you down because you have the SUV and you're right behind them.
Yeah.
You son of a bitches. Let me enjoy my SUV. It's snowing. That's what my truck was made for, days like today. But you always get behind the compact car on the side road that's like, oh, it's much too dangerous to go over, 8 miles an hour. And then there's just a line of cars behind them. If I'm going to go 8 miles an hour, everyone else should go 8 miles an hour, Anthony.
Yes. I'm going to be in my Cherokee on the way home from this studio behind some little Geo.
Yeah.
Fighting the urge to knock him into a utility pole because he's going 5 miles an hour.
Yeah. Steve in the studio from the unofficial Opie and Anthony website.
Yes.
So, well, we hope you're hanging in there. A bunch of people want to play Make Opie and Anthony Cry today.
What?
Because that whole WWF thing.
Oh, really?
That's pretty funny. You missed some good radio if you're just tuning in today. Rich, what's going on?
Hey, Anthony, what's happening?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, you're joining the dark side, man.
Yeah, we're talking about divorce a little bit today.
Yeah, oh, God. I'm on the Drive New Every 2 plan.
What?
You're on driving the new wife every 2 years.
Oh, Jesus.
Why the hell?
Are you insane?
No one I don't understand about.
No, this is the last one. This is it, man. I finally found a good woman. The first one, man, she raked me over to coals.
All right, yeah. Hold on. What I don't understand about you divorcees out there, why would you quickly get right back into another marriage? Why?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, because nobody else told me.
Evidently not.
I'm having a real tough time committing once. I'm certainly not going to commit 2-3 times.
This is it, man. If it happens again, I'm heading to St. Thomas.
All right.
What was it? What did they say divorce was? The effing you get for the effing you got?
Oh, my God. All right, Rich. Very good.
I'll catch you later, man.
All right, bye. Peace. Hey, Nick, you're next on the program. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
You're about to find out how manipulative of a bitch she is.
Oh.
Let me tell you. I started working in the financial district downtown on Wall Street, making a good amount of jing.
Jing.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So I get a bonus.
Yeah.
So I take her on vacation. Come back from vacation. I spent about $12,000 on this vacation. I come back from vacation at our front door. The new house we just bought hands me divorce papers.
Wow.
Yeah. You want to talk about a bitch? Oh, my God. I'm working three jobs. I got to work three jobs. I drive a 74 Camaro because I can't afford anything else because my wife has got the new Jeep.
Oh, my God.
And it's still going on almost 2 years.
You got any kids?
No, thank God.
Yeah,
the whole point was I bought a house in Bedford. Up in Westchester, a nice big house, and I said, okay, you don't have to work anymore. I'm making a good amount of money. Let's start having kids, because I want kids. So she doesn't work. So the majority of the time that we're married, she's not working.
Uh-oh.
So now everything that I'm making is going to be forked over to her. I'm trying to get somebody to sneak in there and put a little bit of Drano on her friggin' salad so she dies.
Oh, my God, dude. I think worse than getting divorced would be being in prison.
I wasn't too bad compared to marriage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable. I met this girl in college, you know, the best lay I ever had in my entire life. You know? And I'm thinking, all right, this is the one for me. I've done everything I wanted to do. I'm going to settle down. I'm going to get married now. This is the one. And it was almost like from the beginning, she knew what she was going to do.
Yeah.
Like from birth, her mother trained her, that bitch. Her and her mother on the phone 5 times a day yapping about God knows what.
All right, Nick.
Unbelievable. Well, so I'm working three jobs now. I'm driving a cab in the South Bronx.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't know.
Oh, my God.
You don't know.
How can I do that if I have to be on the air?
Back, huh?
So I could do the shift here and get off at 7 and then start driving a hack?
I got a friend that drives, you know, has a black car company. I could probably hook you up.
Yeah, if you could hook me up.
I do that, and I bartend on the weekends.
All right, Nick, we're going to let you go before we start playing Make Nick Cry.
Yeah, unbelievable.
All right, Nick.
All right, guys, take care.
Thank you. Wow. Florence, you're next on WNEW. What's up?
Oh, let me tell you, I hear everybody talking about, you know, all the bitches and so on. I have the opposite. My ex-husband, soon-to-be, is the bastard. Yeah, you know, it's not always the gal that's, you know, the real bad one in a divorce scene. Sometimes the guy can do it, too.
Yeah.
And what happened was, I had a car, and my husband had lost his job, got his job. That and other things were leading to the divorce. When we separated, I said, look, you know, use the car. Now, this car is mine, registered to me and everything. I said, use it so you don't lose your job. You just started. 2 months go by, and I'm spending, you know, money on cabs to go to work. So I called him up, and I said, look, you know, I really need the car back. He says, the car's not working. I said, what do you mean? I says, the car's, you know, a 98. What's wrong with it? It's just not working. So I called him the next day at work just to see if, you know, maybe he was there. Sure enough, he was there. Something doesn't sound right. I tell people at work, a friend of mine goes down, go and look at the car, and the wires are off of the car.
Ooh. Oh, God damn, wow. Oh. Florence? Florence?
You got a little Florence on your cheek.
Sorry.
No, wipe that off.
I'll wipe that off.
There they go, into the setting sun.
Florence. No, I think...
Hello?
Florence, something happened to your phone, I believe.
Boy, they had a perfect lock on that target.
Frank's laughing on the phone. What's up, Frank?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
That never gets old now, does it? Nothing funnier than an airstrike.
Well, I guarantee you're not going to do that to me, because I got the hell of a story.
All right.
Anthony, first of all, can your wife read?
I'm not getting into details.
Okay. If she can't read... like my illiterate bitch, well then, that's cool, because here's my situation. My ex-wife, all right, or soon to be, we're still in litigation. She basically was strung up on Xanax.
Whoa.
Right? And I was really a good husband. I make a really good salary. You know, she didn't work. She had a brand new truck, 4x4, all the good stuff. You know, we had our own house. Time went on. I just got to the point. I said, you know what? I can't deal with this Xanax crap. You know, she'd have mood swings, and she'd throw stuff at me when she's all pissed off. You know, it was totally out of control. So,
yeah.
Me being, you know, smarter than the average bear, I turned around and said, you know what? I'm not dealing with this. I put the house up for sale. Sold the house within, I don't know, a couple of months of putting it on the market.
Yeah.
She's like, well, wait. Where are we going to move? I said, I don't know. I said, but I don't like the house, and that's it. I'm selling it. So we sold the house, and next thing I know, I go down to an attorney. Now, I had a female attorney. Let me tell you, female attorney fight fire with fire. Women are bitches. So my ex-wife was a bitch, so I made sure I got the bitchiest lawyer on earth. Let me tell you, she did me good. Now, the other thing I could say is my ex-wife, she don't work, right? So how is she going to get herself an attorney? So my attorney says to me, she goes, are you willing to pay her attorney? I said, sure, why not? I said, how much? You know, a couple of grand? She's like, yeah. Now, me thinking in my head, if I'm paying this guy's lawyer's fees, oh, boy, I got this guy wrapped, too. Wound up, I walked away almost scot-free. Almost scot-free. I mean, you know, I don't know what everybody's telling you. You know, everybody's saying, you know, you're going to have to pay this lady. You're married for 10 years. You're going to have to pay her for 10 years. That's a line of crap. Okay?
Hmm.
The law is basically saying, I got to pay my ex-wife for 3 years, and then she's got to go back to work, and then I just pay the child support, right?
Right.
So, you know, I'm going with the law and everything. So now she's getting all, you know, the papers haven't been served, and she's getting, like, getting all Xanaxed out. She turns around, she throws a brick through the front window of the house, because I had already, of the apartment, and I'd already moved out, you know? And I'm like, wait a second. What the hell is going on here?
It's just down the tracks.
Yeah. I turn around and, you know, she got the cops there, fill out this police report. Next thing I know, I got this cop coming to my house.
Go for the gun, Ed.
With a warrant for arrest.
Train's too good. Go for the gun.
What the hell did I do?
Which gun?
And he turned around and he made the accusation. So I went down to the precinct and I told him I was going through a divorce. So she gets an order of protection, right? So now, after she gets...
That's to the point.
Frank?
Well, Frank, thank you for your story.
We appreciate it. Carl, help us out. We need a good story. It's WNEW. What's up?
Oh, man, Anthony, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah?
Where I start off, I suspected my wife fooling around, having a little bit of an affair. I'm working two jobs, busting my ass. I tap the phone. I end up grabbing the tape. I hear her talking to a hillbilly. His name is Jimmy Lee, and he's talking how he can't wait to move into my house, use my benefits, and ride in my brand new car.
Wow.
Yeah, it even gets better. It's 100% better. Well, I went and I said, I'm going to be decent. I want, I want to leave. I move out of my house. She gets full run of the house. Her mother and father came to me and told me that, why don't you stay with her? Don't worry, this is all going to pass. And I said, no, I can't. I can't deal with this.
Did you own the house?
Oh, yeah. I used to own a house.
Yeah.
I'm living in a studio apartment, and if I work a second job, she's entitled to that part of that money, too.
Oh, my God.
I had to pay her $1,500 a month.
Oh, my God.
I was only making $2,000. My studio apartment was $650. And if I had a second job, she was entitled to that money. The judges in Suffolk County really, really sucked. And they're all for the women. They're all for the women.
All right.
I mean, in the end, I ended up spending about $50,000 in lawyer fees. And I got screwed big.
All right, Carl. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Wow, man. There he goes, Carl, everyone.
There's a horror story.
I can see Anthony tearing up.
Wow. Corky Anthony.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. As we go to break,
got any more of that Valium opie?
Yeah, I do, actually. This song is very appropriate from Stephen Lynch. Check it out.
This one's not on the CD because it's kind of a special song. Is it, it's not on the CD because it sucks? That would seem to follow, wouldn't it? Okay. No, it's actually not a very funny song. It's if you don't mind, my wife and I were recently divorced.
You're 12.
I know.
You're 12.
Short marriage.
Okay, good. How old are you?
I'm 27.
27?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And my wife of 16 years, Erin, divorced recently, and we have a little six-year-old girl. And she doesn't really understand why mommy isn't living with us anymore. And I did my best to write this little lullaby. All right. Perhaps explain it to her.
I like the setup. This is great.
Thanks.
Okay.
You can bring it down a little bit here, if you know.
Hush, little girl. Sweet, sweet baby, don't cry. Tonight. Daddy's here and he'll sing you a soft lullaby tonight. Why can't it all be like it was before? How can I explain why mommy's not here anymore? 'Cause daddy likes porno and $10 whores. Daddy gets wasted and robs liquor stores. Daddy likes rubbing against little boys on the bus. I think that's why your mommy left us.
Pretty.
Hush, little girl. There is no reason to fret tonight. Don't mind the smoke. Daddy just wants to forget tonight. Soon it will all be like it was before. Any minute she will walk through that front door. But daddy plays poker and drinks lots of beer. Then he wants sex that involves mommy's rear. Daddy has sores on his genitals oozing with pus. I think that's why your mommy left us. Please don't cry. I swear I'll try to be here by your side. Right after daddy gets home from the bar, visits his bookie and steals a new car. He'll drive to the strip club, and if daddy plays his cards right, he'll bring home your new mommy tonight. Lady-day, lady-day, day-dee-day, day-dee-day, lady-day, lady-day, day-dee-day, day-dee-day, lady-day-dee-day-dee-day, lady-day-dee-day.
Look at me.
I'm Megan.
Look at me. I'm all teared up now. I'm welling up with tears.
Hey, even Dice is tearing up over there.
Yeah, you got me, huh? You got my sensitive side. Yeah. Jackass.
Anthony.
You think I would go on the air and make a complete buffoon of myself?
Anthony.
My tampon is sitting a little askew today.
Anthony. 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 Anthony.
20 girls want to bang me.
20 girls want to bang me.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW, it's the Opie and Anthony Show. You're not going to believe this, but The Rock is upstairs after everything we've been through today, Anthony.
Yeah.
And on the phone line, our buddy, our pal, Jay Moore, live from L.A. Jay, how are you today?
This is your Hollywood correspondent for the Opie and Anthony Show, Jay Moore. What's going on, fellas?
Well, lots going on today, Jay. Let me fill you in.
Yeah, fill me in.
First of all, you're listening to the award-winning Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey, congratulations. What award did you win?
We were voted Best Afternoon Drive Show in New York City today.
Well, that's peanuts, baby, because you're the best show in the nation.
Look at that. Well, we won
the
that.
The best non-sports show in the nation.
Do you know we won that award, too, last year?
Sports show?
No, for the whole country.
You did?
Yeah, Best Afternoon Show.
Best Afternoon Show. All right, so we got that going on, right?
Well, congratulations, and it's not a surprise to me.
I also want to congratulate you. Howard used your line today.
Which one?
The map of Hawaii.
He's a piece of garbage.
Can you believe that?
Whatever.
Congratulations. There you go.
How could a guy, and when he had that day of mourning with his, when he got separated.
Yeah.
And all the callers called in like, oh, we're so sorry.
Yeah.
Look, when you print a book that's a national bestseller and sells 30 million copies, and you have a picture of your wife, like, in a coffin, and you go, if only my wife could die of cancer, these are the first 10 women I'd have sex with. Like, what, you didn't see the writing on the wall? Like, I don't even do certain jokes in my act because I don't want to piss off my wife.
Right.
I go, I used to date girls that snore, wink, wink. So, whatever.
But he used your line today, so congratulations.
Yeah, but he didn't say, that's Jay Moore's line.
Oh, no, not at all.
Are you kidding?
But then in the next breath, he was calling us clones and stuff of him.
Well, I think you're very funny, gentlemen, and I enjoy listening to you. And when I get off the phone with you, I always make Rick keep me on hold so I can listen to the show.
I invented Hawaii, Robin.
He's become Little Richard. I invented radio.
Right.
Didn't get a dime.
Hey, Jay, we got to put you on hold because we got to deal with the Rock situation.
Tell me real fast about the WWF party last night.
We never got in.
We got an invitation. We RSVP'd. We stood on a freezing cold line waiting to get in, and they sent us away like cattle.
Because you were Opie and Anthony.
No, just they didn't.
They overbooked the place, so about 1,000 people waited for about an hour in 9-degree weather, and then they finally said, sorry,
we're in their magazine this month.
Did you go up to the front and say, look, we're Opie and Anthony?
Yeah.
And they award-winning Opie and Anthony.
Yeah,
award-winning.
And they could care less. So, all right, hold on the line. We might go to you, all right?
Okay.
Na-na-na-na. Hey, Rick.
Yo.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much, dude. I'm upstairs with the Notorious Rock.
All right.
And he's now outside talking to his peeps, so to speak.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think they're going to pull him out of here, believe it or not.
They're not going to put him on the phone?
I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
Here he comes.
Okay.
All right, cool. Here he comes. Here we go.
I don't care what.
Hello.
Hey, Dwayne.
Who's this?
It's Opie and Anthony. Hey. Dwayne, how are you?
Boys, how y'all doing?
Pretty good. Very good.
What's going on?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Not too much at all. Whoever sang that last song was pretty damn good.
That's a good one, right?
I say it's entertaining.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, we were looking forward to seeing you last night at the big party.
Yeah, I heard about that. I just got buzzed about that. The best I could do is apologize. That damn candy-ass Jim Byrne didn't do what he needed to do.
No, we just
stood outside. Hey, you know what? Legitimately, y'all should be pissed off about that.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree. You know, he did tell me you guys were coming down. I'd look forward to seeing y'all. I apologize about that.
Really?
This is a little awkward, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a little that little issue from the last time.
Well, you know,
we didn't really deal with.
Here's the thing. You're absolutely right. We didn't do that. You know, now that I'm here, I appreciate y'all letting me on. The thing about that was. As far as for being in the same room, you know, I was buzzed about that guy, Sick Boy. He came in. I certainly just couldn't be in the same room with an ass like that. And if y'all took it personal, it certainly didn't mean to be taken that way. I just had to get the hell out of the room, and that's the way it was. And so, you know, the way I left wasn't the most professional way, and I shouldn't have left like that. But at the same time, again, man, I just couldn't be in the same room with that asshole. And yeah. Excuse the language. And I did let a lot of listeners down and realize that. So.
But you took it personal. We took it very personal because I told you flat out I had no idea what you were talking about. You didn't believe us.
Right. No. Well, that really wasn't the case. Wasn't the case that I didn't believe you guys. It was just a case I had this guy sitting right here beside me. If not, I wanted to bash his brains in. And, you know, that's something I take it very personally in terms of, you know, racial discrimination. And, you know, doing that, I didn't want you guys to take it personal. And I'm not saying I didn't believe you guys when you guys flat out looked me in the eye and said, we have no idea what you're talking about. We have no clue about this guy's website.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, that was the truth. And then I...
You know, and it's just like I told Jim Byrne earlier, you know, I even talked with Vince. I said, you know, whether or not those guys knew really wasn't the case. And I pretty much believed them that they didn't know. I just had a guest on who had this, you know, real crappy website posting, you know, racist comments. The point was I just couldn't be in the same room with that guy. I got up, I left, I took it personal in terms of him being there with me. Again, one of the most professional thing to do, just to get up and walk off you guys' show that way. I know you guys are big supporters. WWF were of The Rock. I knew that too. Read the article. Saw one of you was chewing on The Rock's head.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, it was never made to be taken personal towards y'all, too.
I just was pissed that you left without even, like, when we were off the air. I just wish you were, like, dragged us down the hall and explain yourself.
Well, I certainly could have done that, but the thing about that was I just wanted to get the hell out of there with that guy. That was the thing.
We were in shock. We're like, where the hell did this come from? At least explain yourself. And then the WWF doesn't even, you know, have the courtesy to, like, call us the next day to explain what the hell was going on.
Oh, see, I thought they did.
No.
Okay, I thought they
did. No one has ever given us an explanation until right now.
They were pissed at us.
Oh, is that right?
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, because then I won't say who called us, but one of your people called and said that you guys were listening after you left and you're not, and they weren't happy about what was going on.
Hmm. Well, who called? You might as well say who the candy ass was.
Susan Warner.
Okay.
The one that's probably right next to you right now.
Okay, yes.
So she gave me her cell phone number. I called her back. And she, I guess you were busy at the book signing.
I did have a book signing.
She said, well, I can't discuss it now, and that was the last we heard. And then on top of that, you know, we were, like, shut out of the cute little party last night, so we're really pissed off.
No, I don't blame you about the party. I don't blame you one bit about the party, and had I known y'all were standing out there, again, Jim Byrne buzzed me last night, said you guys were, because I hadn't talked to Jim. I had said, listen, Jim, I'd called him yesterday, and we finally talked last night at the WWF New York. I said, you know, where are those guys at? I want to know where we're at in terms of this. I need to talk to them beforehand to let them, you know, let myself explain what happened.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, he told me that you guys were supposed to be there, and I know you guys are freezing your asses off out there. I would have had Jim or somebody, Jim Dotson or somebody, just come up and get you guys.
Yeah, we had, like, girls with us. We looked like ass wipes, man. It's like all of a sudden the cops are chasing us away. Our chicks are looking at us like we're... like a couple of losers, man. It was so effing embarrassing, man.
And Rick, who's up there with you, he's pounding on the window of the place, and everyone's ignoring us. He went up to a couple of WWF people, and they didn't know who we were.
Oh, really?
We weren't on any list. It was just bad.
We had our stupid little invitations, like everybody else that got chased away. It was just so friggin' embarrassing.
And you had skirt with you to boot.
Yeah, and you know how bad that looks.
Doesn't look good, especially coming off the heels of. Roger there.
Yeah, of course.
Rock, I wanted to see you guys last night as I wanted to see you guys today. I wanted to come back on the show, as you guys know that. I sat with Vince and I said, you know, there's got to be a way to reconcile this. I know these guys are big fans, or we're big fans for that matter, of the product, and as well as the WWF, as well as The Rock. And I said, you know, I really need to reconcile this. I didn't want them to take me leaving off their show personally. It wasn't like that. You guys were kind enough to let the Rock on, and I appreciate that. But, you know, again, the reasoning was just that I just couldn't be in the same room with that guy, and that was it. You know, him being there beside me, I took it personal. Again, you know, I wanted to stick my foot so far up, bury it deep into his ass. But, I just couldn't be there, and walking off your guy's show wasn't the best thing to do. But, you know, at the time, I thought it was the right thing to do, and it... I didn't mean for y'all to take it personally. And again, too, you know, what made it even worse was, you know, I had a lot of Rock fans listening that day. And, you know, for the most part, they kind of took it personal, too.
Yeah.
Which certainly wasn't the case. You know, I never ever meant it to be that way. I just wanted to let them know, too, as well, that it wasn't personal against the fans. It wasn't personal against Opie and Anthony or your show, for that matter. I just couldn't be in the same room with that guy. That was it. And as far as for the party, you know, there's a way to make it up, if at all. If you guys are interested in doing that, you just go on and let me know.
Well, we're like hurt, man. Yeah, we feel all like losers and everything.
And we don't really feel like being in the same room with you.
No, right, we can't. We can't. We can't in good conscience, you know, have you come down in here when we couldn't get into your establishment or, you know, your company's establishment.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like...
Hey, listen, I know what you mean. No explanation needed. I understand that.
We also have our fans that, you know, look to us to do certain things and, stand up for what we believe in.
What's wrong is wrong. What happened last night was wrong. I don't blame you guys one bit for standing up. No problem.
All right, we're filled to capacity in here today.
Yeah, we're filled to capacity. Please disperse.
There's just no cops up here, dude.
Yeah,
we could send a couple.
We got a couple down here.
I'm sure you'd give them a pretty good fight.
Can we get a picture of you, like, banging on the glass?
All right, Rock, we're going to have to airstrike you.
Hey, no sweat. Appreciate it.
All right.
Later.
Bye.
There he goes.
Hey, Jay.
You guys are brutal. You guys have more balls than the NBA.
Dude, we made him call for our lobby and he wasn't good enough to be on the show.
The whole time I'm listening, I thought you guys were going to go, well, let's see what Jay thinks. And I wrote, like, all these notes down.
Look, the guy
said he was sorry twice. He opened the conversation with an apology.
Yeah.
Called his own boss a candy ass.
Right.
We know The Rock has issues of rage. And he seemed like a guy that's been to some anger management therapy sessions, mm-hmm. came to terms with what he did wrong. I don't know what it's like to be an African-American, nor do I pretend to be, but I can imagine if a guy was sitting next to me that made jokes about me being a half-breed on a website, it might. And if I was The Rock and had issues of rage, and I was sitting next to that person, and his name, you know, Sick Boy. Sick Boy's new name, by the way, is Rocker. And John,
there you go.
I was like, yeah, well, let the guy in. I was like, as far as, you know, you guys waiting out in the cold, Opie, I feel for, but, you know, Opie, I don't feel that bad for because he had coats and stuff. Anthony, we know, is cold-blooded. He almost could have died. Anthony could have died out there. You know, Opie can put on, like, sweaters and stuff, but what can Anthony do? Wait for the sun to come out and sit on a rock.
Jay, I think you're missing the big point here, though. We just made a guy drive all the way to the station to sit in our lobby so we could tell him he can't be on our show.
That's why you guys are the best.
Some of the instant feedback.
You guys are brutal. That was unbelievable. I was getting uncomfortable. I was like, oh, this is nice. This guy's pulling his act together. He was, like, real sorry about it. I'm like, okay, this is good. This is nice. Now we're all going to make friends. And you guys go, can't let you in, big... Can't let you in, The Rock.
The Rock. Some people actually liking The Rock out of this one, saying he came off good. I got to say, he did come off sounding like a gentleman.
At least we got
right now.
At least we got an explanation. But
that's
we.
How he came off.
We got.
I'm in LA. I'm 3,000 miles away.
Yeah.
And I want to hug him.
He did come off sounding like a gentleman.
We do have footage of him, you know, in our lobby behind glass, trying to get into the studio.
What did he?
You know what's funny?
Steve tape that.
Yeah, we got to tape into the glass, not knowing. It was
oh there. My God!
Oh, come on.
Jay Moore, you're never going to get work if you keep talking like that.
I just don't. No, I'm fine as long as I don't go on Nightline.
Dude, we have two of the hugest cops, too, as backup today, just in case.
Yeah, I heard my boys call you. I had my local boys call you, Billy Mack and Fat Phil. I got a message from Fat Phil, the cop, going, thanks for calling me Fat Phil. Now everyone's calling me that. Can you change it on the radio? Okay, I'm changing it. It's Fatter Phil.
All right, Rick's coming in. We'll get the real story now.
That was amazing. You guys have bigger balls than me. You absolutely have bigger balls than me. Although, it's easy to say all that stuff when you're upstairs behind a locked glass door.
All right, hold on. Exactly. Exactly.
Hold on. Jay.
How about a massage?
All right, hold on. We got Rick back into the studio, who is at ground zero.
Jay, I wasn't behind any glass.
You were right next to him, right?
10 feet away from him.
Yeah.
And, I think I'm drenched.
Are you sweating?
I'm sweating my ass off.
Rick's sweating like Michael Jackson at a Toys R Us.
I could see him like, what, they want to do this on the phone? I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah, The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock.
Rick's sweating like Mark Furman at the Million Man March.
Oh, my God. I'm sweating like a freaking altar boy at a priest convention right now.
Rick's sweating like Mike Tyson at a spelling bee.
Oh, my goodness.
So how did they take it?
I guess they took it okay.
Yeah.
Look at his voice is changing.
He is. Rick is a wreck.
It's time to
change. Jay, you got to see Rick. I've never seen him so freaked out right now.
Oh, man.
Look at the size of these cops. Jesus Christ.
When me and Rick almost threw down.
I would rather take a picture of you with your pants down right now, Jay.
Yeah, but when that happened, when Rick and I almost threw down, he had like this weird glimmer in his eye, like, yeah, like he could taste blood. So this guy, The Rock, must be unbelievable.
Yeah, I was going to taste my own.
So what did they say to you after they hung up?
Well, I tried to play stupid. I was like, so what did the guy say? You know, like shivering and stuff. And I'm like, that's going to be it. I'm like, oh, they didn't invite you downstairs?
Oh, my God.
And he's like, that's
Emo
it.
Phillips on Def Comedy Jam.
Oh. And you should have seen the guy he brought with him. Oh, this guy's built like a brick S house.
Really?
Oh.
Everyone's coming to the studio. Psycho Mark?
He grabbed the video camera from me, and he's like, let me take a picture of you. I'm like, okay, only if I can get a people's elbow.
Really?
Oh, The Rock might hurt you with that.
Yeah,
he keeps talking himself into
a lot of people room. Think we should have let him in, but no, I'm sorry.
No,
I thought that you should have let him in, but when you made your stand... You opened up an entire new room of respect that I didn't know I had for you.
You know, if we would have been able to get into their little event last night, things would have been different. But he represents the organization that we were a little unhappy with today, so we had to do the same thing to The Rock, not let him in.
You guys have balls of steel when you're two stories beneath the
earth. Exactly. Exactly.
And poor Rick up on the front line.
Yeah, we're not stupid. Come on, Jay. You know us. You know, but like you said, we made a stand earlier in the show, and we had a key to it no matter what.
That's why you're the best show.
The Rock came across very well. He explained himself. I appreciate all that. Thank you. But it wasn't good enough to get him in here. We're really hurt from yesterday.
Hey, you want me to make a prediction?
Yeah.
You know we're all afraid of The Rock?
Yeah.
I have a friend that's in WWF school right now. He's from New Zealand. He's a Maori Indian. Or they don't, it's not, we call them Indians, but they're Maori warriors. His name is Gingy. I predict that he will kick The Rock's ass.
Gingy will kick The Rock's ass. We'll look forward to that.
Like that dance before everything. He's 6'6", 320, not an ounce of fat on him.
All right. Jeez.
Wow. And he's going to kick The Rock's ass. We'll have a guy, we will actually have, speaking we again, we, Opie and Anthony and friends, will have a man that is bigger than The Rock that we will feel safe standing next to saying, well, up yours, Rock.
All right, Jay, we're going to let you go because we're sweating.
You guys are so funny. Call Priceline. Get Shatner's toupee and towel off. Well, I love you guys. Stay in touch.
All right, Jay. Thank you. There he goes. The talented Jay Moore. Keep the cop in the studio. You got to introduce the two huge cops that helped us out
today. My God.
This is the Opie and Anthony Security Task Force that I brought in today.
Holy mother of pearl.
Mark and Tom. Fellas of mine.
I would never want to mess with you guys, man.
You want to do the handcuff thing now?
No.
See how long it takes for these guys to cuff you?
That's okay.
That would have to be like a record. Like, it would just be like, boom, click, done.
Well, thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for coming up here.
And big fans of the show?
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah.
Cool. Say hi to the guys for us, all right? All right, we're gonna take a break, and let's hear
people's biceps. Yeah, people's biceps, that's for sure.
Let's hear it for Rick for being brave enough to be on the front lines and instant.
I just hope Steve has on video, or Mark has on video, the face he made when I said, no, you got to do this from the phone.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden he did the neck thing, and he kind of looked around.
Oh, no, the neck thing.
I was just like, oh, here it comes.
You never want the neck thing. The instant feedback coming alive, people not believing we actually received the people's apology.
Well, I appreciate that from them and stuff, you know, because we really were hurt. But
we're still pissed off at the WWF, but you got to say, you know, the guy came across as a gentleman, and he explained himself very well, I think, and that's that.
And we had to stand our ground today. We told the WWF earlier that we would not let him in today, and we had to stick to that.
It would still take a miracle and an act of God to get us back on board that ship, but... you know, I think he came across as a gentleman. All right, man. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
You guys sometimes, like, piss me off, okay?
1027 WNEW.
All right, we're back. It's the Opie and Anthony Show on 1027 WNEW. What a day we've had today, huh?
Woo!
A lot of crap hitting the fan today.
Yeah.
Phone line 212-757-1027. Phones are just burning up, Anthony. Let's start with Fernando. Fernando, what's going on today?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
Listen, man, you guys got a lot of respect for me, guys. You guys did the right thing. I don't know who's telling you guys did the bad thing. You should have let them in there.
No, you know, we have our fans, too, that expect us to act in a certain way, and that's it. I mean, we couldn't in a good conscience let him in here. I do appreciate his apology, and he, like I said, came off sounding like a true gentleman, and like he was genuinely sorry for leaving the show the way he did last time, and he also put his point across that why he was pissed off. And that's all fine and well, but we couldn't have him come down here and sit on the show and just talk like there was no problem, you know?
Exactly. I think a better apology would be if he had dedicated a match to you guys. On live TV.
Well, that'll seem too much like a bit.
That's true. I think you guys...
we don't want to see anything.
You know, how does his line go? You should take that award you guys got.
Yeah.
Sign it up real nice.
Yeah, right.
Stick it straight up his candy ass.
All right, Fernando. Thank you.
All right, guys.
I was actually hoping for a while that he was going to mouth off and kind of be nasty or something so we really could have laid into him. But he threw me by the way he was on the phone.
Yeah.
He was really being, you know, a nice guy and everything.
But we couldn't like...
I was hoping he would, you know, rip Rick a new ass up there, and we'd get some good footage of some entrails and stuff, you know.
Rip Rick's head right off his body and take a dump right down his neck there.
Richie, what's going on?
Hey, guys, what's happening?
All right.
I would like to welcome you two gentlemen back from Pussyville, USA. It's the manhood. You guys kicked his rear end today, man. That was great.
Wow.
How does it feel to be strong instead of weak like the pussy?
Well,
feels good, doesn't it?
No, we didn't.
Like Jay Moore said, he was two floors up.
Anthony, come on. You're feeling like a big tough guy now, aren't you?
No, we didn't. We just had a principle. We didn't kick his ass or anything. We made a stand and we had to stick with it. That's all. You know?
The only way to bring a big man down is to be power and number one like you guys. Later.
All right, man. And we did tell the WWF not to bring him by, so it wasn't like... You know, it was a huge surprise to everyone here.
Bill, what's going on?
Hey, first of all, congratulations on the award.
Oh, award-winning Opie and Anthony show.
Hey, but who the hell else are they going to give it to, right?
I know. We were trying to think of our competition.
The Mad Dog.
Well, could give it to me for doing those 92-minute rack blocks.
Oh, that goofball. Forget that. Hey, listen, man, it almost seemed during the little Rock conversation that you guys were almost, like, backing down, you know? It almost seemed like you guys were, like, kind of happy to have the Rock. I mean, am I right or wrong?
No, like I said, it was he threw me by the way he reacted on the phone. I thought when we said that, when Rick went up there and gave him the phone and said, no, you're going to call downstairs to the studio... and talk to the guys, I thought he was really going to come off being a tough guy and, you know, F you guys and stuff. So it kind of threw me, at least, that he reacted like that right off the get-go.
Now, I could go home today knowing that I feel good about our performance today.
You really buy the apology, though, seriously? They did have a week. You guys gave them an open chance to call back in the next day. You know, they basically blew you guys off till they figured how pissed off
you were. I think he did speak with some people, and there is a company line that he has to follow. They know which side their bread is buttered on. I mean, we have a lot of the listeners that they seek to have as their audience when they're here in New York. So they're not stupid. Well, but I think there were some genuine things there in what The Rock was saying. With
and we're not stupid. We can't make or break the WWF. But you know what?
No.
We're not, I mean, we're not going to be talking about them for a while.
Well, that's perfectly good with me.
Because, I mean, we're really pissed about last night. We looked like idiots.
Yeah. We just looked like lame-os.
Hey, you made up for it. F. Likas.
All right, thank you, Bill. The best part is everyone.
Come
going,
on.
The best part was everyone else online going, "Hey, aren't you Opie and Anthony?"
Yeah, we're here online.
We're online with you guys.
That's cool. You know, we'll
That's
all cool. get in. We'll have fun. I'll have a drink with you.
Right. Please disperse. Please disperse. Leave.
Ah.
Oh. It was like
Vince McMahon has told you two to get it out of here. Oh, come on. We look stupid.
We really did. And Vince, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, you scared me for a second.
Did you think it was Vince McMahon?
Oh, that's coming, Chuck.
Vince
me.
McMahon.
What's up, Vince?
I just want to give you guys the awards from, hopefully I represent the people. You guys are the new People's Tag Team Champions.
It was a handicap match.
A handicap telephone match.
You took the people's elbows, you shoved it up his candy ass. You let them know where you stand. And I applaud you guys. You guys are the best.
I was just scared for Rick's life when we said, you know what, in good consciousness, we really can't have you down here today.
Well, it's better Rick than you guys.
Poor Rick. Look at him. I've never seen Rick so freaked out in my life. It's kind of nice to see. All right, Vince.
All right, you guys suck.
Thank you. Let's move right into what did we learn on the Opie and Anthony show today.
All right.
We covered a lot of things today. 212-757-1027. Rick, you have something?
I have. What did I learn today? That I can wet myself in front of other people.
And have it on videotape. Right. That'll soon be on the website.
Let's start with Mark. Mark, what'd you learn on the show today?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
Well, something that we've all known for a long, long time, you cannot curse on the radio.
Right.
But if you are The Rock and the people's champ, the a-hole word will come out and you will not get dunked.
Well, we dumped out of a couple words, he said, though.
I think it's all in context and you know, people, just the mood in the studio at the time. Like, I can turn around and say, Opie's being a real asshole. Okay, you probably shouldn't say that. But in that context, I wouldn't dump out. Maybe John just did. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't say, The Rock shoved it up my... And then use the word.
Yeah,
because then you're using it as the actual thing.
Right.
See that, people? A little lesson on radio.
One more thing, guys.
Yeah, Mark.
Thanks for making our show number one.
Hey, thank you.
All right, guys. Bye.
You heard that, Ant?
Yes. Our show.
We like
the
that.
The people's radio show.
Jesus.
I'm the Anthony, and this is the Opie over here.
Hey, George. What's up?
What do you say?
Not much. What did you learn today?
I learned that The Rock does a great Grease man impression. Apologizing.
What a doodle. Did The Rock apologize?
All right.
I'm sorry.
Vacation now.
Thank you, George.
I'm sorry I walked off the show. I apologize. Snarling yadadoodle. What a deedle. It's The Rock. The Rockman Show. We pause for these words. We'll be back with more of The Rockman Apology after this. What a doodle. Bone dry, yeah, people's elbow. Yeah.
Mike, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, O&A?
All right.
You know what I learned on the show today?
Huh?
I learned revenge is best served up cold.
Ooh, very nice.
You guys have the people's cojones, brother.
Thank you.
You guys rule.
All right, thank you.
All right, later.
Bye. Old Dirty real fast.
Uh-oh.
All right. Old Dirty, you learned?
You rock!
What's with Old Dirty? He must have finished off a whole 40.
You did it, bro. You did a pussy out, which was like, that's what I expected from my brothers, man.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying? Beautiful, bro. Beautiful. Don't let nobody take you for no pussy. You guys are the big boys on the block now. You're taking over the corner, you know? You got to establish your ground. You got to let these people start treating you with a little respect, man.
We don't ask for much.
You know what I'm saying? Hello?
Yeah, we're listening to you.
We hear you. Dude, what are you, all wound up?
Yo, I'm wound up. You got me wound up, kid. Word up. That's great, man. Yo.
All right.
Come on, man. How are they going to diss
the Lady Sandy and Mr. Opie. You guys should have waltzed right in, you know. We were going to have a WWF. We always have it, this, you know, to see SmackDown and stuff.
Yeah.
And I bought the pay-per-view and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally turned off by the whole thing. Yo, you dissed them all the way, bro. I'm not even going to watch tonight, man.
No, to be honest, I mean, you know, we just stopped talking about it after today. We said that.
You know what I'm saying? Vince McMahon, his lips stretched from Stanford all the way to 57. He had a rock. Yo, that's awesome, kid.
I know, dude.
That's my word.
We feel pretty good about what happened.
And, yo, don't let nobody diss our people, man, our radio show, son.
All right,
got it, man.
All right?
We'll see you tomorrow, right?
All right, baby. Peace.
There he goes, Old Dirty. Very happy today, Anthony.
Yes.
Tom, you're next on the show. What'd you learn?
What's up, Oney? I learned that their invitations to WWF is as fake as their wrestling.
Maybe that's it. What are we expecting? That's true. Look, I got the invitation here. It's a fake.
Fake.
Very good, Tom.
Thanks. You guys suck.
All right. Let's try to get a bunch of calls. Make it fast if you're calling in. Tommy, what's up? What'd you learn?
Not much, guys. Congratulations, by the way.
All right.
I just wanted to say we received the people's apology, and we reciprocated with the people's F you, Rock. Have a good night, guys.
Yes. Thank you. All right. Line 9.
Hmm. Wow.
All right. Andrew, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
I learned that you guys still care too much about Rick to play those damn songs for The Rock.
That would have put him over the top, man. It was too serious to break out the Rock songs today.
I would have loved that, though.
All right.
That would have been great.
All right, thank you.
Oh, my God.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, bye.
You look like King Kong with Bay
Ray. Drew, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
Well, I learned that Howard Stern is an unfunny, big-nosed, washed-up, self-pitying, pussy-whipped bastard.
Wow.
That couldn't even use your names when he's whining about you guys doing original acts. The big F you to The Rock and the WWF. I love you guys.
All right. Thank you, Drew. Let's see. We're not even screened. Greg, what's up? What did you learn?
How you doing?
Good.
I learned where Howard's party is going to be tomorrow.
Oh.
Rosedale Theater, right? And also that you guys are psychic.
All right. Thank God he didn't say the name because we got in so much trouble saying that earlier.
Jack, you should shut up.
I had to hang up on you, Greg, because we got in a lot of trouble for saying that earlier. Thank God he didn't have the right name. Dave, what's going on?
I learned that your balls grow three times in size when you're behind a locked door.
Yeah.
Yeah, how true. We're not going to deny it.
And that Earl shouldn't be flying the streets.
All right, very good.
Okay, later.
Thank you. One for Rick here. Frank, what did you learn on the show today?
Guys, Rick wins the Balls of Titanium of the Millennium Award for standing up to The Rock.
Can you imagine? Poor Rick was up there 2 feet away while we're telling The Rock he can't go.
Yeah, you guys are protected wherever you are, and he's like right in front of him. That was absolutely amazing.
He had the red carpet treatment at the restaurant. You know, everyone wanted to talk to The Rock.
Yeah.
Pulls up in a slim
moment. You guys started off slow. You started off like two pansies in like the dean's office, but you nailed him at the end there when you didn't invite him up. That was great.
All right, cool.
Classic job, guys.
Thank you.
You guys suck.
We didn't want to just attack him to attack him. I mean, you know.
No, absolutely not.
He explained himself. That's all we were looking for.
What a friggin' show today. Jesus Christ. Lots going on.
All right. I'm waiting for Spaz to, like, scream more of these. Danielle, what's going on?
Hey.
Hi.
Guess what I learned?
Huh?
I learned that once Anthony's ex-wife is done with him, prison will be a cakewalk. He needs to drop his pants and bend over.
What? Wow, I think she said when your divorce is over.
She's going to screw you royally, man.
Oh, really? Prison's going to be a cakewalk. Is
bend over and drop your pants now.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Hey, Lou, what did you learn on the show today?
Yeah, I learned that I've become a huge WCW fan. Ric Flair. Woo!
I'm not going to go that far.
Yeah, really.
All right.
No matter how much we don't get along with the WWF, I can't swallow that swill over there.
Bridget, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey, this is Bridget from yesterday.
Hey.
When we played Make Bridget Cry yesterday. How are you today, Bridget?
I'm okay.
Yeah. How's the back of your head, horse?
So,
any more handprints on your forehead and tile floor marks on the back of your head? Huh?
After hearing the way you guys treated The Rock, I learned I'm not the only one who got treated like a whore.
Oh, my.
Hey, I sent you guys my photos on
YouTube. You got the people's penis. Is what you got, honey.
You sent pictures of yourself to us?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll check them out. You should be on the unofficial website. Steve from the unofficial website in the studio. Steve, grab a mic real fast.
No, I can't.
Why not? Please.
I can't.
Why not?
I can't.
All right. No, explain yourself.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. That was you? Dude, huh? I think I just, saw her pictures.
Really?
Really? Bridget photos.
Let me see.
Please hold.
Well, I mean, you don't have to do it, but Steve's in the studio. He's looking for more... girls to send in pictures to the unofficial Opie and Anthony website. There's a section called The Girls of the ONA Show.
Girls of the ONA, right.
And so far, we have one skanky broad that's sending pictures.
Right, wait, which one are you?
Good thing you're not on totally in Boston.
I think that's where she lives.
Okay, you look like... Well, that's you?
All right. Hey, that ain't bad.
And turn around.
You kind of look like... You kind of look like Tiffany.
Let me see.
Oh,
which one are you? The one on the left?
The one on the left?
I'm not looking at a computer.
Wait, the darker red hair? Yeah, the other one's got, blonde hair. Your pal there?
Yeah, that's all right. My friend.
So that's you in the little white dress?
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out.
Oh, yeah. Wow, some guy, dumped you?
That ain't bad.
I didn't recognize her without the white stuff on her.
But it can't go on the website, okay?
All right. Oh, really?
Yeah, we're not allowed to do it if you don't want it to be there, so. All right?
Bye, guys. I love you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Hey, bye.
Bye. Let's finish up the show here. Kevin, what did you learn on the show today?
Yeah, how are you? It's just Opie or Anthony.
Both of us.
It doesn't matter who this is. The Rock's number one, baby.
All right. Very good. Just to prove we're not screening the calls today, because last time we were accused of that after The Rock left.
Yeah. Just push him down.
Eric, what's going on?
I learned that The Rock is a pebble. Have a good one, guys.
All right, man. Just about done. Chris, what are you doing?
Hey, guys, what's going on? I learned the best way to lose all your possessions is to get married.
Yeah.
That really sucks. I'm never going to do it. Take care, guys. I got to go.
All right, thank you. Steve, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
Hey, Opie and Anthony, one thing I learned today is definitely never get married.
Yep.
And number two, I got to call you guys jerks for not walking to the front of the line last night. You guys should have got in there, man. No problem.
Nah, we tried.
You guys are big time, man.
Oh, yeah.
Never waited on line.
Oh, we really felt big time last night. We went to the front of the line.
No, yeah, they made us feel very welcome, very good over there at the WWF.
Well, listen,
restaurant.
I called you guys once before. I'm a Stone Cold Steve Austin lookalike, and I got a great sign made up for you guys. So look for me at the Royal Rumble, all right? And I hope you guys change your feelings towards the WWF, because I still love them, too.
He's got his own music. What a tool.
That's pretty funny.
Jesus Christ, that's funny.
That's very funny. Mike, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
I don't know that WWF would do anything to get you back on their good side. They're going to make The Rock come down and cry and be a pussy in front of you guys.
The Rock's crying like the people's tears are going down the people's cheeks.
And guys, can I have your tickets?
No, we ripped up the wrestling tickets.
Yeah. Ripped them up.
None more tickets.
Okay.
All right, Mike.
Can't blame you guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Let's end with one more here. Matt.
Yeah, I learned that Opie and Anthony have got the balls to put the map of Hawaii all over the WWF. That, and you guys won't be giving away wrestling tickets anytime soon.
No, that won't be happening.
Nah, I didn't think so.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Later.
Okay. Well, I think we're done, Ant, for today.
Yeah, it looks that way, huh?
Crazy, crazy day.
Whew. Opie, let me congratulate you on the 1999 New York Metro Air Award Best Afternoon Radio Show.
Oh, that.
Bravo. Now you kiss my ass and we're done.
And congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations to Anthony.
Thank you. Thank you.
For a job well done. I'm getting a back rub. That's why I'm distracted.
I see that.
trying to congratulate you, but yes, the award-winning Opie and Anthony show.
Much to the chagrin of the radio industry, we walked away with the best afternoon radio show, and boy, was the room pissed when I heard. Ben and Earl got up and accepted the award, and the people were just, like, horrified. It was like Adolf Hitler going up to accept the humanitarian award.
Yeah, pretty much.
They were just horrified. The CBS FM table, heads like in their hands.
Right.
Pissed. Thank God. Because if they would have applauded and been happy for it, we would have known that we suck.
What?
Maybe it was a joke.
The whole award thing?
Yeah, maybe they went like, let's give it to Opie and Anthony.
Ah, well, we're thankful. Thank you very much.
Maybe
okay,
we turn it into a bong.
That'd be cool.
Get it drilled out and stuff.
Put a carburetor on.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow for FU Friday. All right. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. If you're out there in the slop, take your time. You'll make it home eventually. All right.
Back.
All right.
Opie and Anthony. We punish ignorance.
Hey, ass, turn down your radio.
1027 WNEW.